Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for March 7th to the 13th, 2015. Israel's continued refusal to release Palestinian tax money deepens the financial difficulties facing the Palestinian government. In the meantime, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian fishermen in Gaza escalates. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Six Palestinian civilians were injured by Israeli troops who attacked the nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Jinga Söderberg with the story.
Hundreds of Palestinians, Israelis, and international peace activists marched on Friday in the weekly nonviolent protest against the Israeli wall and settlements in Belayin near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The protesters were also marking the sixth anniversary since soldiers shot and seriously injured American peace activist Tristan Anderson. During Friday's protest, Israeli soldiers attacked, firing gas bombs and rubber-coated metal bullets and invading the southern area of the village. The Israeli gas bombs also struck a number of homes, causing many residents, including children, to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. In addition to Palestinian flags, the protesters carried pictures of child detainee Khaled Hussam Sheikh and the five imprisoned children from Haris village who have been held by Israel for 2 years. They also carried pictures of American peace activist Tristan Anderson, who was shot on March 13, 2009, by a high-velocity Israeli gas bomb in the forehead while at a nonviolent protest in nearby Nalayin village, causing quadriplegia and blindness in his right eye. Many protesters also carried pictures of slain American peace activist Rachel Corrie, who was crushed to death by an Israeli army bulldozer on March 16, 2003, while trying to prevent the soldiers from demolishing Palestinian homes in Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. In the village of Nabi Saleh, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah on Friday, many protesters were injured and three kidnapped when Israeli soldiers used excessive force against the nonviolent weekly protest against the wall and settlements. The soldiers also attacked and beat a number of women, children, and young men, wounding seven who suffered various cuts and bruises. Three children were among the wounded, including a child who suffered head injuries after the soldiers struck her on the head and shoulders. In Kfar Kadum village near the West Bank city of Qalqilia, two protesters were shot and injured by live rounds fired by Israeli troops as they invaded the village, while many suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. The village of Nalayin also held its Friday demonstration against the occupation and the apartheid wall's theft of the villagers' land. In Nalayin, soldiers attacked protesters with tear gas. A number of villagers had to be treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. On Thursday, protesters in Nablus held a nonviolent demonstration to call for the release of the children imprisoned by Israeli troops. And this past Sunday, on March 8th, marches and rallies were held in a number of West Bank cities and towns in support of International Women's Day and calling for the release of female prisoners. For IMEMC News, this is Jenka Söderberg.
This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas joins Sharm el-Sheikh International Economic Conference for Egypt. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will discuss with U.S.'s Secretary of State John Kerry possible moves to solve cash problem with the Palestinian Authority. The President is joined by a number of his key aides, including Deputy Prime Minister and advisor, as well as a top negotiator. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority is facing a financial problem that has affected the PA's ability to fully pay many thousands of its own employees. On another issue, Hamas party in Gaza said it has no problem with Abbas's recent call for election. Musa Abu Marzouk, deputy political leader of Hamas in Gaza, was quoted as saying that the elections issue was mentioned in last April's unity deal between Fatah and Hamas in Gaza. The unity deal has not come into effect as both parties continue to trade blame for a number of shortfalls, including a salary crisis of dozens of thousands of employees in Gaza who were on Hamas's government payroll before the unity itself was reached. Meanwhile, the Hamas party in Gaza welcomed a recent Egyptian government's intention to appeal against an Egyptian court's ruling that branded Hamas a terrorist organization. A number of Hamas leaders in the territory echoed the same welcome and emphasized on what they believed a good step in the right direction awaiting results. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
A Palestinian man from the West Bank dies this week of wounds sustained last year by Israeli troops' gunfire. Meanwhile, Israeli Navy escalates attacks targeting Palestinian fishermen in Gaza. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian man died on Wednesday of sharp complications resulting from injuries he suffered after being shot by Israeli soldiers in November of 2008. On November 7, 2008, the soldiers invaded the home of Amar Subeh in Al-Far'a refugee camp north of the northern West Bank city of Nablus and shot him in the abdomen. The soldiers claimed they stormed his home searching for wanted Palestinians believed to be hiding there. Subeh, 45 years of age, suffered repeated infections and underwent various surgeries due to ongoing complications. On Tuesday, seven Palestinian students were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets as clashes broke out near Ofer Detention Center in Ramallah City, Central West Bank. Students from Bir Zeit University had gathered to mark the anniversary of the death of 18-year-old Sajid Darwish, who was killed by Israeli forces last year. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers bulldozed large areas of Palestinian lands in Kisan village, southern West Bank, to build an industrial zone that would serve nearby illegal Israeli colonies. On Monday, scores of residents, including children, suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers conducted military training near local schools in Hebron City, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Elsewhere, Israeli military bulldozers uprooted large areas of Palestinian farmlands east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus and uprooted more than 300 olive trees. In Gaza this week, Israeli attacks targeting fishermen continued. Israeli Navy attacked Palestinian fishing boats off the shore of Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported, but no injuries. On Thursday morning, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters in the Sudania Sea area northwest of Gaza City. Gaza fishers are subject to daily attacks and violations in Palestinian territorial waters within the 6 nautical miles the Palestinians are allowed to sail in and fish. Thousands of families in the besieged coastal region depend on fishing as their only sources of livelihood. Last week, Israeli attacks targeting fishing boats in Gaza left one fisherman dead. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 7th to the 13th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.